Welcome to Tesla's Temple to Tech with your host, Mark Alessi. Tune in every Sunday morning from 8:45 to 9 a.m. on 1100 WHLI to learn more about innovation on Long Island through the amazing vision of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe.
Hi, this is Mark Alessi. I am the Executive Director of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe in Shoreham, New York, and this is the Tesla World Radio Podcast.
Hi, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what's going on over in Tesla World today?
Well, right now, if you drove by the site, you'd see that there is some construction going on. To understand, we are just in the beginning phases of starting to rehab the property and rehab the lab.
Rehab the lab. I love that.
So do I. So the whole plan is to get the visitor center open first, because technically it's a separate tax map in the town of Brookhaven. So it's an old white house. And people are like, why are you keeping this old white house?
The Bauer House. Okay.
Yep. So people are wondering, why are you going with that house first? And it's because we can get permits this year and actually open a permanent building and do some small exhibits in there. There's not much you can do in 2,200 square feet, but we'll have a heartbeat and an operation there while we file our full site plans for doing the rest of the property, taking down the other buildings, preserving the lab, doing, real work on the lab. But we're allowed to do some preservation of the lab. So thanks to some of our contributors, along with a matching grant from the Robert Lyon Gardner Foundation, we were able to begin work on the chimney and cupola. So if you drive by the site, you'll see workmen on our roof starting to actually restore Nikola Tesla's historic lab.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's chill.
That's great to hear.
We get chills when we see
it finally happening. That's great to
but
hear.
Until we get the full site plan approval, that's when you're going to really see progress. And of course, we're still raising money to finish everything. It's a $20 million project. We raised a total of $7 million with everything, with the crowdfund, with Elon Musk's donations, with, Eugene Scion and Greg. We had some very big contributors. And then we had some other contributors that, gave what they could, and it's very much appreciated, and they're substantial contributions. And so with that funding on hand, we're getting started.
But we have to raise another
$15 million.
$15 million.
And so we'll probably end up doing another crowdfund, which we haven't done since the original one. And we're talking.
So you answered my question in my head.
How are we going to ask? How are we going to do this?
How are you going to get that $15 million?
So that,
I mean, that might not do the whole thing.
Okay. So our original crowdfund of $1.3 million, it was done in 6 weeks from 108 countries from 33,000 donors. It's a world record. So we have to raise $15 million. I don't think we're going to get a 10 or 15-fold increase over the world record.
Right.
But a crowdfund is really important, and to engage our crowd is really important. And we're talking to some influencers and celebrities that love Tesla, that love the project. Because when you do a crowdfund, it's important to have influencers that will remain engaged and help get people to make the whole crowdfund viral. So that's definitely part of what we'd like to do this year. But the other big part of it is taking a look at the people in that crowd or others that would or should be interested in this project, and just getting to sit down with them at their kitchen table. There are folks that quite honestly give 7, 8, and 9-figure donations away every year through their foundations.
Right.
They have to legally, because when you create a foundation, they have to give away like 5% of the foundation. And so, there's corporate foundations. So we are always out there almost every day doing meetings. It takes months, if not years, to get the larger donors to support a project like this.
Well, the one approach that I really like that Tesla takes is the educational approach. You have these events that go around throughout the United States, and you really educate everyone on the influences of Nikola Tesla, what he's done today, and how his innovations and his dream could possibly be fulfilled tomorrow with the operation of the Tesla Science Center.
So
I know that that's a passion of yours, getting out there and meeting with our constituents that are really, quite frankly, all over the globe. I know you were just in Serbia, but you have another event, I believe, going on soon.
I'm going to be going to Silicon Valley, or the West Coast in general, in August. I'm speaking at the Griffith Observatory August 26th.
One of my favorite places. It is so beautiful. I love that.
And they have one of their best attractions is their Tesla coil, which was in La La Land that hearing. Right. I haven't seen it myself. So I'm going to see it.
Unbelievable.
But being I'm going out, whenever I go to the West Coast for Tesla, there's so many meetings that we kind of put off. And I try to do all in 1 week, and then I end up going back out there a few times. But I try to get as much done out there as possible. So I'm starting in L.A. I do have some meetings I have to do in San Diego. They haven't lined up yet. That's only about 2 hours away from L.A.
Right.
And then I'm going to drive up the coast to San Francisco. We have an exhibit in Oakland. We're going to do
– The exhibit in Oakland is still operational.
It's there only for VIP events. So it's not there every single day. Okay. It's there, but it's not open. We can't staff it that far away.
This is only in August.
This is in August. We could do other special events at the exhibit. But what I'm planning on doing that same week is to hold one or two more events at the exhibit. Okay. One is going to be a Google night because we promised Google and their employees that we would do a Tesla event. And then the other would probably be the last public event. And then I'm actually going to probably wrap up that exhibit and send it back home.
Okay.
And we're going to start working on our next exhibit, which will, again, travel the country, travel the world.
I know you have some interest in Boston over by MIT.
Yes.
Obviously a good fit.
Well, the hotbeds of folks that love Tesla are innovators, engineers, PhDs. And so if you look at the crowdfund, where you had 33,000 people, 6,000 or 7,000 came from the Silicon Valley, 2,000 or 3,000 came from Boston, a few thousand came from Austin, wherever there's – and obviously the New York metro region, not only because of the fact that he's here, but it's also a hotbed of tech.
I bring Boston, so it's not that far away, obviously, from where we are. So we're hoping to possibly get in Boston by maybe October.
That's right.
Okay. So August, we're in California. So you have the Bay Area, you have L.A. at the Griffith Observatory, which is one of my favorite places. If you haven't been, you have to absolutely go. And then back home.
And
I think you're back home in September, though, before even Boston,
yes.
Right? And we have another
major event
in September.
Long Island City, we're doing events. Yes. And in Nassau County, at the Nassau County Art Museum, we actually have – we're helping part of their exhibit. We have a Tesla room at their exhibit that runs through November. Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
So we're out there doing events and getting the word out. And part of it is just because that's our mission and that's what we want to do. Other part of it is it gets people to notice that we're trying to open this museum and it gets them involved. And I got to say that the folks that have been getting involved with this organization, I think I mentioned before, Vint Cerf, the gentleman that invented the internet, getting an introduction to Vint Cerf, who now works for Google, anybody in tech knows him. So, the folks that are in tech that would typically get involved with a project like this, they get inundated with calls from folks that want to get them involved with their projects. But when you have somebody that, is a titan in tech making the call for you, we get the meeting and then we get them involved and they become a part of our board of advisors. And what that means is two things. Number one, we'll have a lot of eyeballs from the tech community at the Tesla site. So when we do programming, whether it's, first of all, Museum and Science Center, but our STEM education program, I got an introduction last week to Roger Wagner.
If you
look at his website, there's a quote there from Wozniak from Apple, who said there's four people you need to worry about or you need to know about when it comes to education technology. And it's Steve Jobs, it's Bill Gates, it was some other guy, I can't remember who, and Roger Wagner.
Really?
And so I get on the phone with Roger Wagner, and he has a number of companies that he's built and sold in the Silicon Valley, and he's one of the pillars of the Silicon Valley. I'm getting to talk to the folks that started the Silicon Valley. Those
amazing.
Are the kinds of folks that are getting
That's
involved.
Amazing.
And, he recently invented these kits, these micro bits, that to teach kids how to become creators. So they get this little computer that they build, then they learn how to program that computer. Then the next generation is they learn how to build robots and build – and it's
That's
easy. The coding is easy. And so Stan Silverman from NYIT, he's like the ed tech guru of Long Island, of New York, loved Stan Silverman.
Loved
he's
Stan Silverman. How could you
thousands
not
and thousands
NYIT.
Of kids' lives and people don't know that. But he made the introduction, and his idea was like, well, maybe these micro bits, you could think of a Tesla project. And then get it out there with these micro bits. nationally and worldwide. So kids in Iowa are going to open up this kit in their classroom and have a Tesla task, learn about Nikola Tesla. That's what we're going to be
progress.
Able to do
that
here.
Is progress. That's
and there's not a lot of places in the science space that have that kind of brand and are going to be able to do that.
Wow.
The other thing is the Silicon Valley and Boston and MIT and focusing their attention here, we can help the Teslas of today with a business accelerator. And so now I have incubators all around the world that – and I have been talking to them. Spain, Serbia, Silicon Valley, New York. You know I run the Business Incubator Association for
Absolutely.
New York. So
yeah.
I'm not some museum director pontificating about how we're going to help businesses. But they are very interested in the fact of this being a hub. And it's right here on Long Island. So, you know, I'm out there evangelizing, one, because it's such a great project, but two – I know that there's people listening to this radio program that are just learning about this project. Maybe this is the first time they're hearing about it. And this can be huge, not only for our region, but definitely for our region, but it's just huge for humanity. And
so you offer memberships, correct?
We offer memberships.
And so memberships.
We offer naming opportunities.
Memberships, naming opportunities. There's a donor area on the website, all at TeslaScienceCenter.com. It has
TeslaScienceCenter.org.
It has an area for memberships, and memberships receive discounts on every event. They get proprietary glimpses of exhibits that do happen globally in a membership-only section of the website.
I just gotta stop. So
there's
the
videos.
Other virtual piece. So okay. You got to understand, I have donors in the Silicon Valley that are like, this is great. Let's launch this lab into a museum. But after that, we want to see you be this virtual hub for STEM. Like I mentioned with those maker bits,
but things like that
for entrepreneurship, where we know you're going to get great content if they go to your website. And then the third piece is our exhibits can be virtual. We are creating 3D virtual reality renderings of Tesla type objects.
You know, I saw a glimpse at that.
Yeah,
and that
you shouldn't
talk
much about it.
Like,
the creator doesn't want us talking about it.
We can't talk about it, but I have to say
peek.
It's very, very interesting.
But, outside of that, and that's going to be coming soon. Actually, at our gala, September 26th, we're going to have
a
virtual reality booth.
We have the Tesla Science Center Gala.
You're going to be able to walk around some Tesla things virtually. So look at our website for our gala. Please come and support the site. If you're a business or you have the ability, you can sponsor the gala. You can give us a call directly. I'd be happy to chat and tell you what our plans are. But what I was going to say is we have done these exhibits in Oakland or in Stony Brook, and they're our first exhibits. And because we try to do cutting-edge tech, we have done 3D virtual reality scans of the exhibits so that you can walk around that exhibit forever with either an Oculus Rift headset on or any kind of headset or with your own computer. It's one of the coolest virtual tours you'll ever do. The folks that did it was realvirtualzone.com. They did it as a donation. But you can see some of the Tesla stuff on their website.
I think
you put it up on our website, right?
Yes.
So forget their website. Come to our website, TeslaScienceCenter.org, and look at some of our first virtual reality scans of our exhibits. But it's that kind of cutting edge thinking that is going to revolutionize the experience of STEM and creation and what is possible. I think Nikola Tesla was the pinnacle of human capability. And we can help create the ability to be like Tesla for a good deal of our population. And for those that don't want to be an inventor, to celebrate folks like Tesla and to support them so that somebody like that can help solve some of the world's largest problems. We have a lot of problems. Innovation is going to solve it. That's what Tesla is all about.
We'll visit TeslaScienceCenter.org and tune in next week. Thank you.
Tesla's Temple to Tech airs Sunday mornings at 8:45 right here on 1100 WHLI. Or go to WHLI.com/Tesla for podcast library.